WPHM. Now back to the Paul Miller Show on 1380 WPHM.
All right, Thursday morning, it is 12 past 7 o'clock. Well, a lot has been happening in the last week and a half, almost 2 weeks now, of Donald Trump's presidency. And we wanted to get Michigan's Attorney General to weigh in on it a little bit, starting with the nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court of Neil Gorsuch. On the line with us right now is Bill Schuette, Michigan's Attorney General. Bill, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. It's great to be on PHM with you, and good morning, Port Huron.
I appreciate you joining us this morning. What do you think of the president's choice of Neil Gorsuch?
You know, I think he made a very solid choice. This guy, Neil Gorsuch, is a mirror and a reflection of the values of Antonin Scalia, the late former justice on the United States Supreme Court. And I said for many months, even preceding the election, we need to have the replacement for Justice Scalia be someone who has the intellect, depth of knowledge, and respect for the Constitution and applying the rule of law, not personal preferences on things. And I think the president made a very solid choice, and I think he'll be confirmed and should be confirmed.
Do you think that will be a smooth confirmation process?
You know, nothing's smooth anymore, you know.
For sure.
But I think that the American people had an opportunity to vote in November, and they chose a president who said, I'll appoint judges that are more like Justice Scalia, not a liberal philosophy or an activist court. Rather, the Constitution says what it means and means what it says. And so, you know, there'll be some spirited debate, but I think people want performance, action, decisions, and they're really tired of the politics. And a lot of people just playing politics and being manipulative, and I think people are really tired of that.
Now, this president certainly is doing what he said he was going to do, including an immigration ban that was issued on Friday, and the implementation of it may not have been real smooth, but it is something that he had vowed to do. A lot of state attorneys general are vowing to fight the president's immigration ban. Of course, they are not coincidentally all Democrats. What are your thoughts on the immigration ban, and is it something that you support, or would you support trying to fight it somehow?
Well, you know, the executive order concerning immigration was certainly not as smooth as the rollout of Neil Gorsuch for the United States Supreme Court. And some refinements obviously need to occur with respect to green cards and visas, and people are translating for the United States military as an example. But here are the twin principles for immigration. We need to make sure we have an immigration policy that provides security and safety for all Americans, and we need to have a hopeful immigration policy, because that's what this country is about. We're a nation of immigrants, and so we want to have a hopeful policy for all new Americans coming to the shores of this land. And those are the twin principles that we need to be the hallmark, and President Trump wanted to provide safety and security to all Americans.
Of course, this is a temporary ban, so what needs to happen between now and the end of this period?
Well, you know, the Secretary of Homeland Security and our military leaders and the immigration folks will need to review the vetting process. And this is not a ban on Muslims. That is just not correct. And the fact is, President Obama did something similar, not identical, but similar in the past. And so we need to make sure that we accomplish those twin principles of security and safety to Americans and a hopeful immigration policy.
And, of course, that's very important right here in Michigan. We are a border state.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I understand. I think everybody understands. Now let's refine it and make sure we uphold those two principles.
I wanted to ask you, Bill, as long as we've got you on the line, about the Flint water crisis. There's been some confusion over what steps need to be taken there, whether residents should continue to receive bottled water deliveries. What's the latest on the Flint water crisis from a legal standpoint?
Well, there's a separate lawsuit in federal court concerning delivery of water to residents of Flint. And let me just describe it this way. There are people, Paul, in Flint, for the last 2.5 years, all they've done is drink water from a bottle. for their drinking water, fruits, vegetables, cooking. You and I don't live that way, and that's wrong. And there are, you know, certain areas of Flint that don't have transportation, or people are elderly or maybe disabled, and we need to make sure that we get water delivery to them. And that's who I'm standing up for. And the fact is that we can send a man to the moon. We ought to be able to figure out how to get water to those people while we're trying to make sure that the pipes and all of that get fixed in Flint. Because there are 12 people died in Flint because of Legionnaires' disease. And, you know, children were poisoned because of bad water. Now, there are some people, Paul, just want to ignore that, sweep it under the rug and hope that Flint would go away. Well, that's not going to happen. That's not right. And so I'm working to do that. And I have encouraged the federal court to try to get water delivery to people in Flint.
So you say that the water delivery should then continue?
Well, yeah, and I think we can be able to figure it out. I think this will be resolved in a way that's both economical and compassionate to citizens of Flint, and that's my expectation.
All right. We will continue to follow that, see how it goes. Mr. Schutte, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, it was good being with you, and good morning, Paul, and have a great rest of your day.
Take care. Bye.